Welcome to Widow Too Soon. This is Michelle Bader Ebersole. I am not sitting with Mark today because Miss Tina came to visit, and so I'm sure they're having a wonderful time, and we'll hear all about it next week. And I do have some fun, exciting news, but I thought I would wait to catch. Okay, I'll share one thing because I'm kind of excited about it. So you guys know last week or the week before, I think it was like 2 weeks ago when I shared about starting this new business. Well, I was able to promote to the first level and get a pay raise. So I'm super, super excited about that. And it's just been a lot of fun. So I just want to share that because I told you guys about that a couple weeks ago. I do have a little disappointing news about my book. I finally heard back from the publisher and she said, sorry, we already have two books for widows and widowers, and so we don't think it's a good timing, but she'll keep me in mind for the future. So at least I know that's not going anywhere at this moment, but we'll catch up on more things next week because I want to get right into today's episode because I'm very excited about it because this person is not only a listener and part of Widow Goals and all this stuff, she's my friend, and I'm super excited for you guys to get to meet here. So I'm sitting here with Karen Kendall. How are you today, Kendall? Karen, can I speak?
You can call me Kendall. Everybody does.
Kendall?
I'm sure.
Like, did you get that growing up? Like, did people call you Kendall?
No, because Kendall's my married name.
Oh, wait,
Matt's name. But it's so funny because now at work, like, people call me Kendall all the time. And
oh,
it took me like a year. And I was like, I'm the girl with two first names. What happened to me? So I get it all the time. And
yes.
It's like, you can call me whatever you want.
I've never called you that before, but I'm reading
That's
your
okay,
name and saying
we're
you're
taping.
Wrong. Anyways, yes. And we are authentic. And we usually like leave in the bloopers because, you know, people think it's funny, I think. So anyways, I'm excited to hear your story. We met through a mutual friend through Facebook who referred you to me for grief recovery classes. And that was, what did you say it was? Like June, July?
I think it was, it was June. I'm pretty.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it was the end of June. I think I was just a month in when I found you.
Yeah. So we met then and got to do these classes together over Zoom and then got to meet in person in October at our Widow's Retreat, which was awesome. So
we're awesome.
Rewind so the audience can know more about you. So let's start with, can you tell us about how you met Matt? I don't even think I remember this, like how you met Matt, like and a little bit about your life with him.
Well, so Matt and I started dating in 2015, but if you back it up, in 2002, I became a 911 dispatcher. So I was in my early 20s and Matt was a police officer for a local agency at the time and was on the shift that I dispatched for. So I'd actually met him then and I thought he was, you know, funny and kind and one of my favorites, but like he was in a relationship and it wasn't anything, you know, like dating wise. It was just like, oh, that guy's awesome. And then, you know, and then he left the department. I stayed at 911 for a long time and I was at work one day, I think it was like a night shift and it was pretty slow. And one of my coworkers said, hey, are you dating anybody? I was like, I'm dating a couple people. Cause at the time it was like match.com, but it was nobody like, it wasn't dating.
Nothing
it was like,
serious.
I've done a couple of dates. Like I'm still talking to them, but they're not really my jam, but you know, girl likes dinner once in a while. So, you
know.
And so she's like, would you be interested in talking to Matt? And I was like, gosh, okay. I mean, send him, tell him he can be my Facebook friend and we can talk
there.
Over there. I'm like, let's calm down. I'm not just giving out my number. And we Facebook messaged for like a day. And then we talked on the phone. And I think, I mean, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was about 2 days later we went on our first date and it was so cute because before we went on our date, I'm 46 now. Mm-hmm. So I was in my 30s and I think, you know, you get a little more practical with dating as you get older.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, you know, I don't want to show up, you know, looking like, you know, the best I've ever looked. And he's being like camo shorts and a t-shirt. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
So we planned it that we were both, cause we both love the Seahawks. So we planned to wear our Seahawks gear, like jeans. And we went to a Mexican restaurant and we sat there for like 4 hours and it was like, we were just best friends from that day. And literally after that, We're pretty much inseparable. And it was funny because I used to always joke with my mom. I'm like, I'd never been married before Matt. I'd never lived with anybody before Matt. I was a single gal, I am woman, hear me roar, I've got this. And dating people, I'd be like, okay, now go home. I'd like my own time. And instantly with him, I was like, I just wanted to be around him because he was just such a wonderful man. So there's like three things that I would say like just drew me to Matt right away. And those were, he was so intelligent. Like, I'm a very, very smart father and like kind of very well-rounded. And through my life, I had never met anybody who could like keep up with him. And Matt could immediately. They'd like dork out on science talk and, they built my garage together. And like, they were just so smart and like well-suited. And I just really appreciated being with somebody who challenged me intellectually too. And then he was so funny. If anybody who knew my husband, that is what they would say. He's smart and he's funny and just he could just make you laugh for anything. And he's such a so silly. But the number one thing that just made me fall in love with him was his kindness. And his love language is, acts of service and doing things for people. And that's how he showed people he loved them. And he did that to me immediately. And also to everybody. He loved my parents immediately and he built their own relationship. He loved my friends. He always encouraged me to, be in those relationships and not lose it. Like, he never treated me like I needed to only be his. I could still be me. And he loved me because of it. And so we just had, it was just, I don't know, I was the luckiest girl because to have been loved by somebody who was just such a wonderful person and to get to love them is the luckiest thing that could have ever happened to me in my whole life. And I know God brought him to me and I'm so grateful. Wish he would give me just a little more time, but that's what it is. So speeding it up, we dated for 2 years. We got married in July of 2017, and some people called it the hottest wedding ever. But what happened is when I was a dispatcher, I would pick my vacation for the whole year. That's how it worked. So I knew in October that I was getting July, part of July off. And I told him he hadn't proposed yet. I mean, I told him he was going to propose, but we had already planned the date, gone to the wedding venue and picked out meals before I was actually engaged because we just knew we were going to do it. And he tried to come up with this big, grandiose, proposal and he didn't, but that's okay. I loved him anyhow. He came to my work when I was working and proposed, which was really sweet. He brought my parents, but then I had to keep working. And
You want to celebrate.
I was like, next up, like, could you wait till I come home? But he is so sweet and so proud and just such a love. And so got married and then we just did life together and, supported each other. And he supported me when I knew I needed to make a career change. And I supported him when he went back to school so he could make a career change. And we just did life. And it was really, really awesome. So I just so lucky. And when I get really sad and miss him, I try to reframe and say, but I got him. At least I had him. And
What a great
what would my
attitude.
life be right now if I never would have had him? I wouldn't have known love, not love like that. So I try to reframe. Doesn't mean that sometimes I don't get a little snotty and emotional, but I
Right.
try to, so.
Right. Oh, it's so beautiful. So I would have loved to see the two of you together because you're funny. So the two of you together were
Oh,
probably, I'm sure your friends would say, hilarious. Like,
you. Well,
I can
we thought we were
imagine.
pretty funny.
Yeah, because you're just naturally funny. If he's funny
Oh, thank
too,
you.
then
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
sure it was like cracking up 24/7.
Yeah,
Like,
we laughed a lot and we had a lot of really silly jokes, and I mean, of course, we were a couple just like every other couple
yeah.
in the world and had our, hard times and our squabbles and everything, but we just really liked each other. We were like best friends. We loved each other, but we also were honestly best friends.
Yeah.
And so I miss having that, that best friend that I
Yes.
can. He loved, like, one of the things, and I'm learning this through counseling that I'm in now with my counselor, is one of the things that I struggle with is like feeling I need to be perfect. Like, if I'm not knocking it out of the park, then I'm not doing the best I can. So
Yeah, I get
I
that.
struggle with that, and I'm working through counseling. But Matt loved me for me. And what a treasure that is to be loved by somebody who loves you in your success and your struggle.
Yeah.
That's just amazing, right?
Yeah.
And I did the same for him. So we were, yeah, we're good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it
So now let's go to the hard part. So tell us
was.
about the day that changed everything. 'Cause
Oh, okay. So, well, I'll just kind of like talk about the weekend leading up. He passed on a Sunday. So, my dad had has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma cancer, and he's had it for, gosh, a few years now. And at the time of Matt's death, my dad was up at Fred Hutch and UW Medical Center, University of Washington Medical Center in Seattle. And I live on the other side of the mountains, so we're about 3.5, 4 hours from there. And my dad was going through some pretty intense chemo, but he was going to get be done on Sunday, and so I was going to go up there to help transport him back to the place where they were staying. And it just so happened my best friend Sarah, her grandma had passed a couple months before, and they were having the service on that Saturday. So it was like, okay. I told Matt, like, hey, I'm going to go up, go to the service on Saturday, stay with my mom, bring my dad back to the place, because there's no shuttle on the weekend, so it just would work, and then I'll come home. And so I was in Seattle, and we talked on the phone and texted and whatnot. And so then on Sunday, my dad needed an infusion, and it was going to take longer than I initially thought. So I had been texting Matt, like, I'm not sure what time I'm going to get home. And he didn't answer. And I thought, oh, it's probably something about the hospital, like the walls and everything. And then I got a couple text messages from friends, and I started to like feel like pretty panicked, but I was there with my parents, and my dad's getting this infusion. He has cancer. He just went through chemo. I didn't want to like stress them out about like getting up, going, whatnot. So I sat there with them. I basically like kind of threw them out of the car, like ran up, threw their stuff, and I was like, well, I gotta go. I wanna, get on the road. So as soon as I got back in the car, I called him, and there was no answer. And like I said, I'm 4 hours away. So I had to stop and get gas. And just there was, he wouldn't answer and he's not texting. And I'm like, we can't still be taking a nap. And I didn't mention this. So we were getting new siding on and a new back door. And our contractor and people were there at the house working on it. So I'm like, he couldn't just be like napping all day because there's people at the house and he's gonna get up. So I'm like looking through my Ring camera. I can see his car parked on the driveway. I can see there's no contractors there. I'm looking on my app for my phone for my doors because I have like automatic door locks that I can use through my app. And I can see both doors are unlocked. My dogs at this point were at my parents' house because we didn't want them there when the contractors were there, so they could run free. And I was like, I was panicking because I knew my husband was like the dog whisperer and loved our dogs. Like, those were our children. So I knew he wouldn't just leave them. But I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't call anybody to go check on him. I just kept calling and texting him, and I'm just panicking. And I know I was speeding. Luckily, like, I got home safely, and I pulled into the driveway, and I didn't even, like, I think I grabbed my phone. I had my phone out because I knew. I just knew. And ran the house, and I opened the bedroom door, and he was gone. There was, I mean, there was no, I mean, he was cold. Sorry.
Don't be sorry, tears are
I
good.
know. I remember now. The thing was, though, that was like the most beautiful thing is he had the most peaceful, like, half smile on his face, and he just looked so peaceful, and there was no trauma. It was like he just didn't wake up, and I know he didn't feel anything because he wouldn't have looked like that. And so I called 911, which is where I used to work, and I, they're like, "Do you want to start CPR?" I'm like, "No." And then they knew who I was because I think I yelled at him, like, "It's Karen Gandolf, like, don't ask me to do these things. I know what I'm doing." And so a gal that I worked with for a long time got on the phone, and then it just, and then my world stopped. And I just got into bed and just like held him, and it was just, and then the fire department showed up, and the police showed up, and my in-law showed up, and my best friend came from Spokane, and I had two other friends who showed up because it had, we're a small community. I work for the fire department now. Like, I work for 911. I mean, a lot of people, Matt was a police officer, a lot of people know, word traveled very fast. And I just, and my life changed in an instant. And I so that was May 21st, 2023. So we're almost due 11 months. And it's been a lot of work to get to the point I'm at. But that was my story of finding him. And the
So
coroner,
wild.
who actually, like, weirdly enough, is related through marriage to my in-laws.
What?
Like, seriously, I've got the weirdest story sometimes, but he had told me that it was clearly a heart attack. And he said, like, generally when you start waking up is when your blood pressure gets the highest. And so he's like, said also, like, it had to have been, he wouldn't have even known. So I'm really grateful for that, not to come home to some sort of trauma. And it, like, I see that picture a lot, and I don't know if other people do when they find, I mean, see that picture, and I'm very grateful that he was peaceful. But and it was, and then when they took him, it was, I just wanted him to, like, stay in the bed, like, don't, because even though I knew he was dead, it was like, when you take him, then it's done.
Yeah, it's final.
Just, but I mean, if he was still in the bed right now, that'd be pretty gross. So I'm glad they
Gosh, you're so funny.
did.
Wow. So
Yeah,
you
so.
have a completely different story. Like my, Luke's death was long and then yours was fast. People ask which one's hard. They're both extremely hard. One is like Band-Aid slowly ripping off, one is instantly ripping off. But I do believe sometimes the grief process is different because you had no clue it was coming. I had years of knowing it was coming. And so you're just in this shock, like complete shock. So tell us what those first few days, weeks, months, what was it like for you? What was life like, if you can remember what that felt
Well,
like?
a lot of it was widow's fog, especially in the beginning. Who knew that was such a real thing? Like, I
Yeah.
always say, like, it's so weird to know, like, May 21st, the night versus May 21st in the morning, like, what a
Right.
different, like, life and how you feel and these things that you can never understand until the moment it happens to
Yeah.
you. Well, at the beginning, I mean, there were people here. Like, I was
Yeah.
not alone. To the point where I was like, oh, when I got like 15 minutes alone, I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yes.
You know, because I'm like, oh, there's, you
Constant,
know.
yeah.
And I just remember sitting and like wailing. It wasn't even crying, it was
Right.
wailing. And just like, I mean, I remember every night I would cry and beg God, just bring him back. Just, and I mean, definitely the hardest time in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm a very, I pride myself on being a strong person. And the way I felt after he died was terrifying to me, honestly. And it's not, excuse me, not something I'm not uncomfortable sharing it, but I know that reaction of people who haven't been in my spot, they get very worried, and I like to protect the people I love. But because I feel so impassioned about connecting with other people in my situation, I'm okay with being vulnerable. But I had very, every day I had suicidal ideations. Like, I like went to the cemetery every day after we, you know, had the service, and I would tell Matt, okay, so I'm just got to get my plan together. Like, I need to get the will because, you know, I get everything, but I need to get this. You know, I need to figure out who I want to take care of the dogs. So I'm just going to get this stuff in order. I'm not going to tell anybody, but once I get it in order, I'm coming. I'm coming. Like, and that was an everyday thing. And not so much to the point where I really, you know, like tried, but it was like the plan, and that was what I was gonna do. It was like, I'm not living 50 years without my husband. Like, you know, I'm like, God thinks he's gonna let me be 96. I got other plans, sir. Like, I don't want to. This is too hard. And it was actually really scary for me too, though. So I'm like, you know, in my moments of lucidity, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you can't do that. Like, you have all these things. And I'm like, but then I'm like, I don't have anything. That's what I really truly felt when I had. And that doesn't mean that I didn't, because I did. I have my family. I have Matt's family. I have my friends. I have my widow community. I have people. I have my coworkers. Oh my gosh, my coworkers are the best people in the world. There are a lot of people who love me, but in that moment, I could not see it. And it scared me. So I started right away. So I went back to work 3 weeks after. And not because I wanted to, but it turns out I gotta pay my bills. So,
Yeah.
and you know, we weren't, Matt didn't have life insurance. We had some stuff through his work, which basically covered the services. That's the money that I
Right.
got from them, covered that. And I had left my job that had been high paying and went to be at the fire department in a much, like, you know, lesser pay than I was before. And I always used to joke, I still do sometimes, but that I was just working for queso money. Like, I'm like, I don't really need to do this. I just want to get some queso from Costa Vita. Like, it's fine. Let Matt bring in the
So
big money.
funny.
Well, it turns out that queso money has to pay my mortgage now and all those things. Awkward. So I had to go back to work. It wasn't it just wasn't feasible for me not to do it. And because I don't know, fun fact for FMLA, you don't get that when your husband dies. You don't get FMLA for a death. You can get FMLA to take care of your husband before he dies, and you can get FMLA because you're having an emotional crisis because your husband has died, but you do not qualify it just for the death,
Wow.
Which was
Wow.
not something I thought. I thought, well, gosh, if at
Yeah.
any time you would need maybe some leave and your job protection, that would be it. And also, I had taken a lot of vacation due to my dad's illness, like running back and
Right.
forth, and I was still real new. I'd only been there a year, so I didn't have it built up, so I was gonna have to go leave without pay. So I went back to work. And I thought I was doing great. Not really. I knew I wasn't. I was looking for a counselor. Fast forward, this is how we met.
Yeah.
Because my best friend knows your friend. We got together and they saw I was going through oh, now my brain, what's the word? EAP, trying to through my job, trying to get a counselor. And they'd call me, nope, haven't found one, nope, haven't found one, nope, haven't
Crazy.
found one. Then they were like, oh, we found one. And he was in Kirkland, which is on the other side of the state. And I'm like, well, never mind. I'm gonna just figure things out.
Yeah.
And so we got connected, and that was what I needed because that started helping me learn like, I can't just pretend that it's not happening. I
Right.
have to, heal it to feel it, or feel it to
Feel
heal
it,
it. I
yeah.
said it backwards,
That's all right.
got to go through it, can't
Yeah.
go around it, right? All those things. And that actually started giving me a little bit of sunlight.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I was still in, it's probably actually been about a month where I really started seeing the sun. There were little peaks from time to time, but I can feel it differently in me
Yeah.
as of now. I thought that I was doing well at work, and now, just now, is when I've started to realize that I wasn't. I thought, oh, people don't understand, and like everybody, like the world is against me. I felt like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how angry I was because I was very angry and not at anybody at work. They didn't kill my husband, like it's
Right.
not, but I was just so angry. And they could
Didn't
be
know,
like,
yeah.
oh, my husband and I went shopping, and I'd just be
Oh.
mad, And
Yep,
they're
I
not
hear
doing
you.
anything wrong. Is they're like talking about their life. I wouldn't want them not to, but
Right.
and I didn't realize how angry I was and how that was coming out. And
Yeah.
it seriously, it's just been recently that I've been like, I keep telling everybody, oh, I'm just doing my Zen. Don't worry about it. I'm doing my Zen. Because I'm like, I don't want to be angry. Matt wouldn't want me to be angry. Matt wouldn't want me to be like this. So kind of jabbering on, but so
Else
to
is
get
good.
to the spot that I'm at, I've
Yeah.
done a lot of work.
Yeah,
So the
share that
first
with
thing
us.
was doing the grief recovery method with you, and that was actually really hard. And one of the things that you told me at the very beginning of it is, I'm going to get out of it what I put into it.
Yes.
And that I can talk to you, and that's not going to do anything unless I actually participate in my own healing. And man, I'll tell you, girl, I journaled so much. I would, and I'd look back. And actually, I mean, I still have them. I haven't read it. It'd probably be interesting to go back and read
Yeah,
like what
yeah.
came out of me at the time. And so that was something that was tangible to me. It was like,
Yeah.
I can have this every week. I can work on this. I can read the book. And it's like kind of like that part in your brain where you're being systematic and whatnot, and you're like, okay, I have a plan. So I really that I mean that was
And you're a baby
everything.
widow, like baby widow,
Yeah.
like
Yeah. I was yeah, a
not even a
month.
month, I
Yeah.
think,
Yeah, I
or
think I
about
was
a
right
month,
a month.
somewhere around,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
so and didn't you say there were some groups that wouldn't take you 'cause you were too, was it too soon, or was that someone else I'm thinking of?
No,
That must
no,
be
but
someone else.
I did find a couple people that I had called for counsel. Well, I was calling my own counselors, right? I was calling before and even during when we're in there. And I was like, hey, and they'd be like, oh yeah, we don't take your insurance, or I don't take insurance at all, and my, cost is $250 a week. Well, that just
Wow.
wasn't feasible for me. I'm
Yeah.
sure I could have figured it out, but I'm like, there's got to be other options. I have health
Yeah.
insurance, like hook a girl up. Or they just wouldn't call me back. I would leave
That's
messages
crazy.
and be like, I'm a widow and my husband just
No.
died and I don't feel good and I want to hurt myself and I need to talk to somebody. No call
And no
back. And I'm like,
response?
no
That's
response at all.
craziness.
And so it's like the fact, I mean, just like trying to reach out for your own mental health. Can you imagine if you aren't being proactive and trying to reach out?
No.
What recourse do you have? Like, that's it's just so again, luckily we were able to connect
Yeah.
and I loved that. And then I started doing grief share,
Good.
and which is, you know, I mean, there were a lot of things that I got from it and a lot of things that, you know, were maybe not as helpful as a specific widow group, but there were
Yeah.
things. And
Yeah.
also I found a couple good, really great friends out of it. So I'm, you
Good.
know, continuing to build that community. And then I went to the widow's retreat during grief share and got to
Yes.
meet you in person and, you know, all these wonderful people that just
Yeah.
lifted me up. And we, like, you know, we just celebrated our loss together, if that's a weird way to say
Yeah,
that,
no,
but
that's a
like,
good way to put it. Yeah.
and just to be able to talk to people who understood
Yeah.
was amazing, because my friends, they don't.
No.
You know, their husbands are alive, or, you
Yeah.
know, like, I mean, so they don't understand. They can love me as much as they want to, but they don't. So to be in that,
Yeah.
and I was so nervous, girl, I almost didn't go. Because
People, it's crazy.
I was telling my friend, and I'm like, it's like, seems like it would be really overwhelming, and like, will I fit in? Am I as good of a widow as the rest of them? It's a
Oh
weird, that is a
my
weird thing, but
God. Am
there
I
are
as good
times
of a widow?
where I'm
How
like,
do you judge
oh,
that?
I don't know. I see other people doing things, and I'm like, where am I?
Funny.
But like, I didn't know if I'd fit in, if everybody would just like not like me, like, you
Oh,
know, but I
everybody
mean,
loves you.
all these weird kind of like things that your brain will tell you
Yeah,
that aren't
true.
true, that if you allow yourself to listen to, will keep you shut in your house. I'm not
That's
worth it.
true.
Why am I worth it to have community? I lost my person. Everybody else has someone to love. I don't. Let me sit in my house. So it was very important to me to put myself out of my comfort zone
Yeah.
and go. And oh my goodness, how happy I was that I went. How much I love my sweatshirt. I wear it all the time.
Me too. We're like,
Yeah, it's so comfy and it's such a cute color. It was really
I
good. They just
know.
did
Good job,
awesome.
Stacy. She picked it out. She designed us. She did great.
But I remember, so my best friend rode up with me to kind of give me support, and she
Yes.
went and hung out with our mutual, your
Yeah.
friends. So our two friends hung out while we were widow retreating together. And I remember driving back to the Tri-Cities, which was a few hours. And I said to my friend Sarah, I said, you know, what I'm taking from this is I need community. And this community is great, but they're in Vancouver area. And I can't get over there. You know, this is not somebody. And I need community. And I don't know who I think I am, but I'm gonna try to make one. And she's like,
Yes,
you
you did.
should. And so that's when I decided to go on Meetup and create a little group and start doing some get-togethers. So that widow's retreat actually changed my life
Yeah, it did.
because I don't think I would have gotten to the place. Maybe eventually, but I don't think I would have been as proactive as I was. And and then I continue to search for counseling, and I have a great counselor that I actually do online. Her name's Olivia, and oh my goodness, she has helped me so much in like just that reframing. I'm constantly telling to myself, reframe your thoughts, reframe
That's
your thoughts.
good.
And it doesn't mean that, like, don't get me wrong. There are moments where I'm in tears and, you know, breathing hard. The panic attacks are much less now. I had
Yeah.
panic attacks like crazy, just like, and there are times where I still am like, I can't do this. But the good news is the suicidal ideations are gone. So
So
I,
good.
even when I say like, I can't do this,
Yeah.
I don't say that. It's not like I can't do this, so I need to leave. It's I can't do this. I'm feeling, very down and sad, and then, and then I feel bright, and then I feel sad, and then I feel bright.
Right,
And
the waves,
we were
yeah.
actually having this conversation the other day, and I had made a Facebook post on my personal Facebook about trying to explain where I feel that I am as of today. And
Yeah.
what I feel like, and I might not be particularly eloquent at saying it, is that I feel very like two-sided. On one hand, I feel strong and that I will find purpose for my pain. And the
Yeah.
other hand, I feel devastated and that I can't do it. And I'm in this weird, like, kind of mix right now where it's like, how do you feel both those ways, at the same time? And it's such a weird feeling. Sometimes it's a terrifying feeling, sometimes it's a, motivating feeling. But I'm in this place right now where I feel like I see that sun and then, oh, the rain comes, and just trying to get through it. So
Yeah.
anyhow.
Well, you are super inspiring
Oh.
because you put into action. You had that feeling. So what happens? A lot of people have a feeling, but they don't do any actions. You're like, I need community. I should start something. You actually did it. Like, you went home, you did it. And people ask me all the time, I wish I had a group here. I wish I had a group here. I'm like, then you start one. In
Yes.
fact, I told your story to a listener, Cheryl Smith. Shout out, Cheryl. And she went home and she just last week created a group and she's in Missouri. And I see she has members now and they're
Awesome.
talking. And that was
Nice.
because I shared your story. And
Oh,
so,
that's
like,
awesome. Well
what
done,
you're
Cheryl.
doing, yes, is so inspiring. So, can you, because people ask me all the time, well, how do I start a group? So, I just started like a Facebook group and I knew people and it kind of grew. Like, how did you do? You said you did you do meetup.com or
I
what did you do
did.
so our listeners will know how to start their own
Okay.
group?
So I started it on Meetup. The one thing I will say about Meetup is that to be an organizer, you have to pay a fee for like 6 months.
Right. Okay, I remember
And
that. Yeah.
so if I had it to do over again, I probably wouldn't, because
Yeah, you don't
really
need a
I have
fee.
very little. I don't do really anything on the Meetup anymore. And I mean, I'll post our get-togethers on there, but I don't converse with people or whatnot. So, but I was so determined that I was going to do it. I was like, I'm not going to let, whatever amount of money. It was like, it was either like 75 or 150 bucks. I don't know. I'm like, bless you. I'm
Thank
like, I'm
you.
not going to let this stand in my way. I
Right.
decided I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to chicken out and give myself excuses for why I can't.
Yeah.
So I just did it, and I went on there and I organized, bless you, organized a meetup, and I just picked Starbucks, and I had like two people who RSVP'd on there, and I was like just so
Yay. But where
excited.
did you find them? Like, did you share it in your community? Like, how did you find these
No,
widows?
I just did it on Meetup,
Oh,
and
on
like they
Meetup, you
must have
found
been on
people. Okay,
Meetup
got
too.
it.
This one
Okay.
at this point. So they must have been on Meetup too, looking and just searching widow or widower, and they found me. So I had like two RSVPs, and I thought, look at me. I'm going to have the biggest group ever. So then I went to Starbucks. And so these are some maybe like lessons learned for
Yeah.
people who want to start their group. So I was like very organized, and I made a little sign and I put it in a frame, Tri-Cities Widow and Widowers,
Oh,
right?
cute.
And I, because I wanted people not to be nervous, because I know how I get nervous showing up
Yeah.
somewhere I don't know somebody, and
Yeah.
like, do I have to be like, widow, widow? I don't want to do that, right? So
the
I mean, I'm like watching, I'm sitting there, and I got there like a half hour early just in
Nice.
case. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching everybody walk in and be like, do they
Yeah,
look
they
sad?
widowed.
What? So, but I put the sign on the table. So every single person who walked in and saw the sign, and then they did the head tilt.
Oh,
Oh.
the
And
widow. Look at that poor widow.
I know, here I am. And this is in November, because our widow's retreat was in October. So
Yeah,
this
and
was
you
in
started right
November
away.
that I did this. So if you're gonna start your own group, maybe just put like, some initials or something. If you don't want to be on
Like everybody looking
display,
at me.
I
That's
know,
so
like,
funny.
I brought Kleenexes and everything. So we're sitting there, and I had a gal who I know through my work. When she came to support me, she's a widow as well. And then I had one gentleman come who found me on Meetup. So our first group was three of us. And I was like, well, I guess we're, the originals, like,
OG
10
here.
years, young 10 years when I'm, still got this going and, worldwide, I'll be like, hey, you guys remember when we, no. So it actually gave me a lot of inspiration, and we just had a conversation. And so then the next one we had, I think, so we had three, then we had six, then we had nine or
That's so
ten, I think it
awesome.
was. And then the last time, last month, there were several people who got sick. So we only had like six, but we get new people each time. And like it's, and the way I have it set up, this is my preference, is it's just a time to get together and find each other and talk. It's not a grief share. It's not, it's your turn, hold the torch. And I'm not a counselor. I can't, like, I can only tell you experience. I can't give you any mental health help other than being your friend. So it's just a group to just get together and find people that, like, so you don't have to be alone. And we have people of all ages and, like all different times. I think the longest person I want to say was like 6 years, and there's a couple people who are less than me. So we have, and at age range, there's, people my age, there's people a little younger, there's people older. And so we have, it's just nice. It's just nice to get together and visit. And so we have one coming up on April 20th. So if anybody's in my area in Eastern Washington, give me a shout out, come on
Awesome.
down.
And if
But
you're
it's
in
just nice.
Vancouver or Portland, we have one on April 15th, so right around the same time. So to make it grow, because I know you have a lot of people in your group now, did you just like share it on your Facebook page, like, hey, if you know any widows, how
So
did that grow?
at first, that's what I did. That first month, maybe even two months, I can't remember. I would share my meetup on my Facebook page. And then I thought, why don't I do a Facebook group? I feel like it's free, which is like perfect. That's totally in my budget. And like everybody's on Facebook, not everybody, but a lot more people are, or people who know people like that are needing it, like family members and whatnot. So I just decided to make a Facebook group. And it's just called Tri-City Widow and Widowers. It's not very creative. One day maybe I'll change it. It's funny going back to that sign thing. I was thinking about changing the sign to just say TCWW, but then I thought, oh gosh, they're gonna think it's Tri-City's Weight Watchers. I don't need anybody
Oh
watching
my
what I'm gonna eat at the coffee shop. So I
That's
haven't done that
funny.
yet. So I made a Facebook group, and then I posted on there, and I posted online, and always try to remember to make it public so people can share it. And people have been very kind about sharing it or passing it on. As a widow, it's so interesting to me and sad, but I mean, the widows come out of the woodwork.
I
Prior to
know.
May 21st, I knew like one widow who was around my age. Everybody else were, people who were elderly, and I didn't know. And they're everywhere. We're everywhere, guys. So let's get together. And like, that's the thing, is like there's so many of us, and we have so much to bring to each other that none of us have to be alone. Like,
And you
we
guys
can
listen.
understand.
You're so inspiring because you guys listen. Karen is still what we consider a baby widow, which is pretty much under a year. Me and Mark call baby widows. I mean, me and Mark were like baby widows when we started this podcast. We
Yes,
were
you were.
less than a year. But the point is, you don't have to wait until you're like way down there. Like, I know that you didn't feel like you were qualified, but you still felt like you should do it. But you did it anyways. You don't have to have some big plan and we're gonna talk about this and blah 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 blah. It can just be like, hey, we're widows, like this sucks. Like, share your story, like whatever you wanna do. Like, it's you
Well,
completely your own thing.
That's 100% true because I did. I had that fear in me. Who am I? What do you know about anything? Why would anybody want to come hang out? Even doing this, like yesterday, I was like, I don't know who I am, why anybody would want to hear what I have to say. And I'm like, you know, I love listening to all the podcasts. Like I listen and I take something from every single one. And I feel connected to every single widow who and you've spoken to. I feel connected to you and Mark. And like, I might not know them, but I take something away, even if it's my own interpretation. Maybe somebody will be like, you know what? She's right. Who are we? We're just as important as everybody else, and we can do it. Like, there's no reason that we are important enough. And you know what? We're qualified because we're widows and widowers, right?
Yeah,
Like, I mean,
exactly.
we're qualified. Like, we're in the group. We got in the club. Like, nobody wants to be here, but I mean, so at least like believe in yourself that you're worth it. And that losing your spouse doesn't mean that you're not worth it. Because that was something I struggled with. Like, what did I do? What did I do? Why do I deserve this? Why me? And I feel like a lot of us go through that, right?
Oh,
Why me?
yeah. Oh, definitely.
And I'm okay. I didn't do anything wrong. I deserved him, and I wish he was still here. But I can't give up. If I give up, what's the point? Like, I can't. My coworker actually said to me, she's like always telling me how like, you know, proud she is of me doing these things and people are so sweet. And she's like, just promise me that you're not going to like that you're going to live. Like, get out there. Don't just live to like walk through the day and like go to work and go home and go to work and go home. Like, go do things, be with people, like, you know. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm finally starting into the spot, getting into the spot where I can believe that that can happen. Because it's, I didn't believe it could happen for a long time. So,
Well, it's been amazing to see, like, literally, because I met you about a month after, and just to see the transformation. It's one of the biggest transformations I've seen, honestly,
Oh,
from
thank
where you
you.
were. And I knew you during that dark time, and I. You know, it was so hard to see that, but I knew there's nothing that's so hard. Like working with widows, what's hard is I can't do it for them. Like, I can't, you just have to go through it. I can't do it for
Right.
you. You know, and so
No.
seeing someone in that pain, it just reminds me of what it was like. But then you went through it. Not only did you go through it, like you decided to use your pain to help other people. That's what's so inspiring. Like you
Well,
like took this.
don't think I'm not too fancy. Part of it is so I can help myself. Like,
Well,
I started it for
that's
real
good
selfish
too.
reasons.
Well, yeah, tell
Yeah,
us about that. We
no.
talked about that the other day, how it helps you. So tell us about what that does
It
for you, helping other widows.
gives me, well, one number one, like just the opportunity to talk to people who know, like, and understand, and you can say things about how you have felt or what you've gone through or what you're feeling now, and you don't feel like you have to protect them because they understand. Like, maybe we haven't all felt the same, exactly the same way, but we all understand, and it doesn't feel judged or like concern. I'm always so worried that people are worried about me, and I'm like, I might be a mess today, but I'm gonna be okay. Like, I'm gonna be okay. And so that's number one, what it was. And like just having that retreat and being around people and talking to people and feeling loved and feeling as part of a community was I craved it instantly. So that's where it was selfish. This is where I'm like, I just want to do this. So like, it's like I'm making my own friends, right? I'm like, yeah, you want to be my friend? Come on. But it also is like the one thing that's brought me joy since Matt has passed. I've reflected on this. I've talked with my counselor about it. I felt happy. You know, happy is like the fleeting, you know, emotion. I felt moments of happiness. I can make jokes and then I can go walk in my car and cry. You know, I'm just that. It's just like that. But the one thing that brings me joy is having this purpose and being there for other people and having them for me. And I will talk to any widow. Like, if there's anybody that needs, like, even if you live in, you know, New Hampshire, what a weird state to pick, but if, and you want to send me a Facebook message, like, I want connection, and I want to let people know that it's okay to feel it and to go through it. Don't numb it, because I still sometimes struggle with numbing it, you know? I mean, when I was first, especially first widowed, I drank every night, every night. And like,
I
not just
remember
like,
talking
oh, I
about
had a
that.
little, it wasn't that I had a little, a glass of wine. I'd have a bottle of wine. There's no shame in my game on that. And it's because all I was doing was I was numbing all day, trying to pretend that it wasn't happening, and I was exhausted when I got home. And all those things that I was pushing down, boiling over, right? Your tea kettle. And the only way that I could control it was to keep pushing it down and numbing it down. And that's not okay. I mean, there's no judgment on my part if, you know, somebody's doing that. And I still struggle with it. There are still times that I'm like, you know, oh, like maybe I shouldn't have any drinks because if I have zero drinks, I might have, you know, too many. And I have to be really, really aware of it. And I also have to say to myself, you just got to keep trying to get better every day. If I make a mistake, if I numb something, if I don't hit something head on, I'm still okay. I still deserve to get through this. I'm still so just keep trying. Keep trying to go through it, you know? And I think the other thing, and I feel like I'm all over the place, so I
No,
apologize,
this is so
is the
good.
one thing
So good.
I'm learning is that, because at the beginning I felt like, okay, I just have to get to the point where I'm over it. I have to be over it. Like, when am I going to get over it? I'm never going to get over it. I love Matt. I will love Matt until the day that I die. He will go through my head every single day until
That's
I
true.
die. I know it. And so learning how to be okay and walk beside your grief and not think that the only way you're okay is to get rid of it, because that's not going to happen.
That's good.
I need to walk beside my grief and accept it and know that, yes, I'm always going to be sad that Matt's dead. I'm always going to miss him. There's going to be times where I'm going to be like, oh, if he was here, what would we do? And that's okay. I don't have to be okay. It doesn't mean I forget Matt or I just, you know, he's not a thing anymore. And I think at first that's what I thought I had to get to. And now I understand that no, I'm going to walk beside it. I'm going to be okay and I'm going to do things. But he's right there next to me and he's in my heart. And
That's
he would be my
beautiful.
biggest cheerleader because he would be there and he'd be like, girl, get it done. And be like, I don't know why you're acting like you can't do it. Get it. You got it. You're smart.
That's so good. So during your darkest times or any time in this journey, were there any like verses or songs or anything that helped you to get through this?
Like my favorite song that I listen to all the time is a song. It's called Rise Up by Andra Day. I don't know if you've ever heard it.
Let's look it
It's like a
up.
mainstream song, but it's just like her voice is so beautiful, and it's just like
Rise
to
up
me, it's
like
like,
the. I'm
yeah,
trying to sing it. I think I'm
exactly.
hearing it in my
But that's
head.
exactly the
Rise
song. You've
up.
got it.
Okay, I
Yes.
do love that song. Okay,
I love
yes.
that song,
I
and
love
I
it.
think like it just like every time I felt like I was like I couldn't do it, I just like in my head I'm saying,
It's
rise
such a good
up.
song.
I also sing a lot of like weird, like not weird, but like childhood like songs in my head all the time. Like
Yeah, like what?
I do not want to sing, but
Come on,
because
we always do it on here.
I wasn't I know you do, but I wasn't blessed with a voice of
Neither
the soprano
with me and
nor of a
Mark. Have you
bass.
heard us?
Yeah, but you guys are the celebrities on here, so
Oh,
you can
come
get away
on.
with it.
You're a celebrity
But like
guest
I'll
today.
be thank you. I'll sing like I'll be walking around being like, I got the joy down in my
Oh,
heart or
down
something like
in
that.
my
All
where?
the yeah, all of it
Down
and
in
like
my heart. Where? Wait,
exactly.
here's my favorite part. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. Ouch! Sit on attack. Ouch! It just came back to my head from like a million years ago.
Classic. I know, right? And I'm like, it's such a weird thing that goes through my head all the time. Like, and I'm like, be showering and I'll be like, doo, doo, doo. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's what's going through my head today.
That crazy? It's like God can bring back these things from your childhood, like these
Yes, right. Like
songs.
all
That's
those things. I know.
awesome.
I think I can remember my entire Sunday school concert. Like I have a really weird memory. I can't remember where I put my keys, but I can
Oh,
sing
yeah,
an
me
entire song from fourth grade.
Right.
So yeah, you know. And then for like a verse, it's not necessarily one that I like found right away, but I found more
Yeah.
recently. It's Psalm 46:5, and it says, "God is within her; she will not fall. God will help her
Ooh.
at the break of day." And like,
Oh, love it. I want to memorize that one. That's awesome.
yeah, and it's like, I think the thing that I'm so proud of myself for, but also doubt myself in, is that I can be something. I can turn this purpose. I am not gonna fall. I am going
That's
to
right.
succeed, even if I
That's
have to
right.
claw up by my fingertips, you know,
Yeah.
and I will do it, and
Oh,
I will
yeah.
stumble and I will fall along the way, but God got me. But,
Yeah, that's right.
like, and I'm gonna get through it, and I'm going
Yeah.
to do something, even if it just matters to one person. Even if that's
Yes.
it, if it's
Wow.
one person that something is better for my life, then my life is good and I've done what I needed to
Right.
do. So that's, and
Right.
maybe I could do it for a few, you know, and that would be even
Yeah.
better.
I already know you're impacting so many lives right where you live and now because of this podcast. And I mean, Cheryl, that you haven't met, and people all over. And what it reminds me of is at the retreat, I don't know if I shared, I think I shared it with everybody. Everybody was like in worship and singing songs. And then it was like God brought me back to the moment that Luke died. And I like kind of saw that scene again. And you know, crying, and I felt like God said, if that didn't happen, this moment wouldn't happen. And I'm watching all these women weeping, and then you go, and if Matt hadn't died, you wouldn't be there helping all these other women and men, and then they're gonna go. And it's just like this ripple effect that blows my mind when I think about, we would have never chosen this in a million years,
No.
but you know, we're not gonna stay in this place. Like if we had to go through it, we are going to use this, you
Right.
know, to
Exactly.
support people, point them to God, all the things, and build community. And so it's so beautiful to see this in action. And then I know other women at the retreat went home and did other things, and they're, whether they did a group or not, I know they're impacting other people's lives. Some of them have been on the
Absolutely.
podcast. They've, you know, it just so many things have happened. And then also from this podcast, I see people going out and doing other things. And it's like we all have a voice. If we're still here, we were not, I always tell people this, like we did not survive just to sit around and wait till we die and see our husband again. Like God still has things for us to do. And, you know, a widow did say to me once then, so my husband had nothing left to do when I said that. And I was like, you know, I don't understand God's plans. Like I don't know, but for some reason, like he was done on earth, but we're not, like we're not, we're here. And that motivates me, and it's so empowering, it is so impactful. Like we've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years now, and it is about, like, I love giving to people, but it does feed me too. Like it feeds my soul when I hear from people literally all over the world about, like, I don't know what I would have done if I wouldn't have found the podcast, and if you didn't, you know, you guys gave us permission to laugh again, and you know, just all the things. And then they go out and help people, and it's like our little world can impact thousands of million people, you know. And so I'm hoping that that's what people are going to take away from your story, is how you did it, and like you were impacted, you wanted to build a community, so you went out there and did it, and then those people are going to impact other people and so on. And I did see in your group, because I'm part of your group, I love seeing what's going on, that somebody from another state, California maybe, was asking, and you're trying to like connect them with people, and like it's just awesome. You
Well,
know,
and it's
there's.
funny. I met her through somebody that I've known, and they were like,
Oh,
"Hey, can
okay.
you?" And I'm like, "Please come join." You know, I mean,
Right.
my group is for local, but if I know who you
You can
are,
reach
like
out.
you can come in. Like, you know, I
And
just
like
have to
it's.
be protective, you know. You have
Oh,
to be
yeah, because
very
there's
protective
creepers
in
out
your group.
there.
So many
Oh, yeah.
creepers.
So
Yeah,
many creepers want to prey on
weirdos.
widows. But like, soon you become, when you start doing these groups, you become the widow whisperer, or your friends think you are, right? So every time there's a new widow, They reach out to you. And
Yes.
so what we found, I had another widow, like, it's frustrating. I get these people with new widows' numbers, but they don't answer me. And so I usually say, here's my information. Like, when they're ready, they can reach. I'm here.
Yeah.
I might text them once, but don't expect that they're going to answer the phone. They don't know who you are.
Yeah.
They've got so much going on.
Right.
But, you know, just here's my number. I mean, either they give it to them or I might reach out and send a text. I'm here when you're ready.
Yeah.
You know, and
Yeah.
because a lot of times they're not ready. I don't think I would have been ready for a random person I didn't know in the beginning to
No,
reach out to me.
no.
It had to
But
be like, go ahead.
it's weird how you feel like though when you hear about somebody's spouse passing, that you feel this like connection to them and you want to help them. You're like, oh, I
Yes.
know things, but
Yes.
they gotta
They
do
got to
it
go through it in their own
too.
time, in their own way. But it's so cool. So I had someone call me or reach out to me. She found my website, reached out yesterday. We had a phone call. She's a new widow in the area. She's coming to our group. I'm like, how did
Oh,
you hear
yay.
about this? I'm always curious. And she was in some like group page in the area talking about, I'm looking for some kind of grief groups. And somebody, I don't know who, sent my website. So it's so cool,
Oh, that's
you know,
awesome.
just seeing how like, obviously, we'd never want to be here, but like our groups start to grow and we find each other and word of mouth, and it becomes
Yes.
this positive community. And you know, speaking of community, if you're listening and you're not part of our Widow Too Soon community, that's different than the big page. The big page is just more like we post stuff. This, you can post things. Please join it. There's a link in the show notes, and it's just a great place to connect no matter where you live. It's good to have a community.
Yes.
Just a couple more questions. I'm
Yeah.
loving everything you're sharing. Like, I'm all inspired just talking to
Oh,
you. Like, I so
thank
hope
you.
this touches audience members and they decide to start their own group. If they're in the place to do that, of course, don't
Yeah.
force yourself to do it. But if you're like, yeah,
Or
this
even
inspired me,
just going to a group, like
go
if
to a
you
group. Yes,
like
good point.
go, like if you don't feel comfortable starting something, just reach out and
Yes.
go to coffee with somebody. Like, I mean,
Exactly.
it's
It does help so much to take your eyes off your own self. So a couple other questions. So what would you say is the most challenging thing about being widowed?
I think the most challenging thing that I've been going through is just honestly like loneliness and defining who I am without my husband, because I have to
Oh, yeah.
redefine my life. My life isn't going to be us doing art. We had all sorts of plans, but we were going to do a yurt village with like all these fun things going on. We'd talk about it all the time. We're going to retire and we're going to move and we're going to get land and we're going to have Airbnb yurt
Right.
village. And now I don't want to do
Okay.
that. I don't want to go get like acres and acres of land and be by myself like that. I wanted
Right.
to do it with him. So like, who
Yeah.
am I? What am I without
Yes.
him? What am I without a partner? And like not knowing, and I'm still figuring it out, and it's so
Right.
hard
It's a
because I really thought
process.
I knew what I was. I thought I knew what life was.
Right.
I thought I had it down. I mean, and like Matt and I, we're an amazing couple. Like, I mean, I used to be
Yeah.
like hashtag couple goals. Yes, we are. Like, I just like, I mean, we were just a great couple. We just were so. I remember a time actually. I was with some girlfriends and they were like, okay, who would you go on a date with if it wasn't your husband, like a celebrity or something? And I was like, Matt Kendall, that's who I'm going with. And they're like, oh, you're
That's
so
cute.
gross. And I'm like, I can't think of anybody else. So redefining who I'm going to be and just that loneliness,
Yeah.
of feeling like, okay, I know people love me, but they have their person. And I feel like almost like I intrude, like, do you like they'll be like, oh, do you want to come to dinner? Oh, well, I would, but
Yeah.
now am I just like so just trying to get out of my own head,
Yeah,
figure out who I
that's
am,
good.
and like on those moments, like holidays, and I still got a couple more firsts to get through, and
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
it's like, and the big one is coming, and I'm it's not
What's the big one?
excited
Oh,
is
the
not the
1 year?
word, but I'm looking forward to getting through it because that means I got through all my first year first, and that means I
Yes, it is a big
survived.
deal.
So
Yeah,
that's
that
a
is a
got that
really big deal.
coming
You
up.
know, I remember Mark and I congratulating each other. As weird as that sounds, like congratulating each other on the 1 year, because it was like, you did it. You made it through the first year. That means you can survive anything.
Yeah, you
You
can
know, and here's
yeah.
my pet peeve. When people say year 2 is harder, because that doesn't help anybody. You're talking to your widow and you're like, wait till you're two.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
And Mark and I have talked about this many times, in our personal opinions and in our experience, it was not harder. Like, so
Right.
I just feel like that is something that is never helpful to tell a new widow. Because someone
Yeah.
told me that when I was like a couple months in, and I was like, but what?
You're like, is
Are
it
you
gonna
kidding me?
ever
How can
end?
it be harder?
This is awful. It shouldn't be harder than th Yes. No, I've heard that too. And I'm gonna truly believe that everybody's journey is different, and there probably will be 5 years from now, I'll probably have a hard day, you know? I mean, it's not gonna ever be perfect, but
Yeah,
I'm gonna make my
exactly.
year two full of ways that I can make myself feel better about myself and find that purpose.
That's
So it's
good.
gonna be
Love
better
it.
for
I
me.
love it.
I'm gonna take responsibility for it.
That's so good. What advice would you give to a brand new baby widow?
My advice, I think, would be go through it. I mean, that's pretty much what you told me right away,
Yeah.
is go through it. And I know that it's going to take minutes and there's moments of numbing yourself and everything, but don't push it down and think that you can push it down and that you'll be okay. You have to go through it. You have to have those
That's so
ugly
good.
moments. You have to have
Yes.
those breakdowns. You have to have those laughs about ridiculous things. You have to have all of that. Every feeling that you have, it's okay to have those feelings. You have to go through it. If you don't, you're gonna be stuck in the same spot. Like we talked about, and is in the method, it's not time that heals. It's not
Yes.
time. It's you have
Right.
to do it. If
What
you
you do with the
keep
time.
staying in the same spot and not allowing yourself to feel it and work through it, it's gonna feel the same in a year. It's not, it doesn't,
True.
there's no just magic pill that you wake up one day and
Right.
you're like, oh, well, I made it 1 year, so now I can, sell the house and get rid of his clothes and
Yeah.
everything. And now it doesn't matter because I made 1 year. Go through it and don't feel bad for going through it. And if you need help, reach out. And if you don't feel comfortable reaching out to the people in your life because they don't understand, reach out to one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Reach out to
So
somebody
good.
else. Reach out to somebody in your church or in at your community center or at, wherever. But go through it.
That's
That
good.
would be
So
my
good.
advice.
That's really good advice. Okay, one more question. What are your thoughts on dating again?
My thoughts on dating again. I cannot imagine dating again at this moment in my life. I
Yeah.
cannot imagine. But again, I'm almost to, I mean, 10 and a half months. So it's a little,
Yeah.
for me, it's soon. I remember at a widow's retreat, my roomie, Tammy, shout out to
Shout out
her.
Tammy.
I remember her saying, I will only date again if God just throws him in my face, hits me with him. And that's kind of
Yeah.
how I feel.
That's how you feel.
I don't know what my life is going to hold. I don't know where I
Yeah.
will never say like yes, no,
Right,
100%
that's
for
good.
anything. At this moment, I cannot imagine it. But
Yeah.
if that's what it is, then okay. But I'm not gonna be like getting on Match or anything right now. I can't do
Yeah.
that. I just like
Yeah.
Oh, I already did that and I got
Yeah.
Matt. And I mean, I didn't get him through Match though, so I guess
Oh.
I just think that there's, one of the things, and this is whether you're a widow or not, it's your life. Don't worry about what the rest of us think. Be good, do the
Exactly.
right thing. And if it's something that's in your heart that that's the way you want to live your life, you don't owe anything to anybody
That's
else.
right. So
You just
good.
have to be, you have to be kind. But if you allow other people to decide what you think that they think you should do, you're gonna have a deficit. There's live your life. Don't live it with regret. Because one day
So
you don't
good.
wake up
Yeah.
and just yeah. So anyhow.
So
Also, I just
good.
want to give out a quick shout out to my niece Sasha, who's Matt's
Ooh,
niece.
Sasha.
She's amazing and
Oh.
she has shown up for me and she sees me all the time.
Love that.
And I just want to say that without her, it would have been more difficult. And I'm so grateful for her
That's so
loving me, even
sweet.
though she is technically not related to me, but whatever. She's my niece, and I love
Oh,
her. And all
yeah.
my friends, Sarah, oh my gosh, my friends, like Mona, my friend Tracy, she moved to Florida right before my husband died. She got on a plane and came, and
Oh,
my
nice.
college roommate Lisa, and my coworkers, and like the firefighters are gonna paint my house, and just the community that I have outside my widow community is amazing, and I'm so grateful for them for not giving up on me and for allowing me to go through it. And if you're somebody who just happens to be listening to this and you're not a widow, but you know somebody who is, allow them to go through it and just listen. Just listen to them
Yeah,
when they're
don't try
crying.
to fix
Don't
them.
fix it. You're not gonna fix it. None of us are gonna fix it. And also, shout out to Grief Recovery Method. It started my path, and when I was at my lowest, it helped me. And I think a lot of those lessons I took them with me.
That's
And
awesome.
I would tell anybody. If people ask me, like, what do you do for kids? I'm like, try Grief Recovery Method. It's awesome. So,
Yeah, that's awesome.
yes.
That's
So,
great. Well,
thank.
if anybody wants to do that, I am looking for more clients right
Yeah.
now, and it's a lot of fun, and we do have scholarships available for widows. So
Yay. Awesome.
that makes it really affordable, and I think honestly, just from people like you, it's one of the best things you can do is to go through this
Yes.
program, and it really starts your recovery. It doesn't do all of your recovery, but it's a good start
No,
or
it
wherever you're
doesn't.
at to be able to unpack not just the loss of your spouse, but losses you've had and other losses you've had in your life. Because you actually go through and you graph every single loss you've had, which is huge to be able to do that and
Yes,
talk about
it
it. And
is.
yeah,
Yes.
it's so big. And then
It's
you know,
so
you pick
big.
your biggest loss and go through that. Anyways, there's a link below where you can set up a call to just talk to me about it and learn more about it. So, anyways, I'm gonna pray real quick for us and then we'll be done. So, God, I just thank you for Karen and thank you for her willingness to be here today. It's not easy to talk in front of a lot of people, and I just thank you for her doing that. Thank you for her being so inspirational and for giving her the strength to get through this almost first year and to start her own group. And I pray that it inspires other people to do the same thing. And we just thank you for all the listeners. We pray for peace for their hearts and joy to return and that they will turn to you. And we just thank you for everything. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you like this podcast, give it a little bing, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, any place you listen, or write it a little review. If you want to be featured as Kendall was, I said it again. I don't ever call you Kendall.
You
I'm
never
like looking
do.
at Kendall. I've never called you as Karen did. I'm thinking in my head, I think Karen Kendall, but it came out Kendall. Anyways, you want to be featured at the beginning of our episode saying what you love about this podcast. There's a link below to leave a little voice message. It's a really fun way to share with other people and why you like this podcast. And as all, you know, all the links, all the things, they're all in the show notes if you want to be part of the community, blah, 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 all the things. So, anyways, we'll be back. I can't even talk today. We'll be back next week with Mark and hope you guys all have a wonderful week.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, Karen, for
everyone.
being
Thanks,
here.
Michelle.
All right, talk to you
Yes.
later. Bye.
Bye.